had to ask, in view of the growing cluster of cases at Changi, as well as the closure of schools linked to the private tutor, there's been a lot of concern, I think, about the seniors in the cleaning company, as well as the young students. So can you please tell us, what do you see as Singapore's major missteps or weak links that got us into this situation with the escalating situation? And how significant is the role of the new variants that were imported into Singapore into these clusters? And in view of the measures that we just announced today, do they not amount to a lockdown or a circuit breaker? And why are we still allowing worship services? Why are we not closing up borders? What would it take for us to consider these measures? Thank you.
What we have seen so far from the recent cases suggests, as we have already highlighted, that this the mutant strains, the new strains of the virus, are more infectious, and the risk settings where infection can take place are when people are in an indoor environment without their mask on. And that's why we are focused on tightening restrictions in such a setting. As I explained, we had already done so earlier for activities in the gyms and fitness centers where you are unable to keep your mask on. And now the next step, as we have highlighted, is to restrict such activities in F&B establishments, and therefore no more dining in. In other settings, outdoors, or when you are in a space but you are able to keep your mask on, we believe with safe distancing, with proper precautions and safeguards, these activities can still continue. But we would like everyone to take the measures seriously and scale back their movements, scale back their social interactions, because as we keep reminding everyone, it's usually in social interactions where you let your guard down, you visit a friend at home, you take off your mask, and in such instances, if someone is an asymptomatic carrier, the infection will spread. And therefore, we are also taking a step today to reduce group sizes from 5 to 2, and we call on everyone to stay home and only go out for essential activities. We believe these latest sets of measures are already very stringent, and if everyone cooperates and we all do our part, we will be able to bring down the latest clusters and cases and bring the infection under control. So we have put in place a package of measures which we believe are strict and necessary, and will be able to arrest the latest spike in cases so long as all of us do our part.
I should perhaps add that this is part of our journey to recovery, because every now and then, when there's outbreak, we have to review our measures and we need to tighten as we go along. And when the infections come under control, then we have an opportunity to roll back some of these measures, open up the economy, open up the community, so that people can begin to also socialize and interact with one another. But every now and then when we see the cases go up, we will have to tighten, we have to roll back. And this is what we are doing now, to roll back to in order for us to make sure that we are able to keep the clusters under control and to prevent the further spread of the virus.